I would like to today to the Member of Parliament Julia Kronlid pass over, hand over some a recommendation that I would define as the Swedish new side, the new strategy of the Swedish Democrats, the Swedish Democratic program regarding the Israeli and Palestinian issue in a geopolitical manner. So first of all, it's a very simple, briefly, 7-point program where it's an action program where we firmly believe in this is the most optimal way for you as a Swedish National Christian Party to stand side by side with the only democracy in the Middle East, which is Israel, the state of Israel, with its thriving democracy, with its thriving diversity most of all. So just to summarize up, I would first of all start to analyze and investigate in the corruption affairs of the Swedish Humanitarian Aid Authority, SIDA. Mm-hmm. This is the biggest corruption, you will find the biggest corruption scandals in this agency. They are doing everything they can to delegitimize the state of Israel, the state of the Jewish state. They've been financing directly, they've been funding directly art exhibitions in Gaza.
I know that.
Yeah, this is our campaign, yeah. Okay? They've been financing and funding directly art exhibitions where they've been glorifying suicide bombings. And this is what they want to spread. Swedish tax money, SIDA. So we should put a stop for this. Second one, the Swedish humanitarian aid, according to the previous former development minister, Gunilla Carlson, she said, she threatened the Palestinian Authority, the so-called Palestinian Authority, by decreasing the annual amount from 720 million Swedish crowns. Once again, 720 million Swedish crowns annually to 500 million Swedish crowns. Why should we decrease it? Take it off all the way. This is money that goes to the not to the poor so-called Palestinians, Arabs. This is money that goes to the thieves and to the political corrupted leaders of the so-called Palestinian establishments. Yeah. So we need to decrease it from 720 million to zero, nothing. No more Swedish tax money to the corrupted thieves of the Palestinian Authority.
We said that.
The third point, the Swedish embassy should not be in Tel Aviv. It should be in the capital of the state of Israel, which is Jerusalem, which is the undivided, the eternal capital of the state of Israel. Undisputed, nothing else to discuss about. The Palestinian embassy of Sweden should be revoked. It shouldn't be a Palestinian embassy.
Yeah,
they updated.
The only party that said no to that.
Bravo, bravo.
Wonderful. All the other parties said yes. We said first they should be a country, and then they should have an embassy.
Exactly.
Only embassies to countries. They are not the country.
Even though they don't have a country, they could have a consular,
yeah,
but not when they are partnering up with Hamas. This is Sweden is a extremely good example. Sorry, a bad example on partnering up with terror regimes. Sweden today is cooperating with the Islamic Republic of Iran, the biggest exporter of state-funded terrorism. Hamas, Hezbollah is the two most prominent organizations, and they are working throughout their proxies, through their embassies and ambassadors throughout the world to exporting terrorism. The Islamic Republic of Iran. We should kick out these people. If Sweden is a democracy, we should fulfill that by kicking these embassies and people out. All right. My fourth point, the Swedish church, what is their actual task? What is their actual assignment? It is a theological institution or a political institution?
That's a good question.
You need to raise this because we don't want to see the Bishop of Sweden, okay, to partner up with the so-called Palestinian cause and once again delegitimizing the state of Israel and the Jewish people. And of course, the free churches around Sweden that are pro-Israel, that are Zionists, that love the only democracy in the Middle East, we should actually raise that question as well. It is Swedish. The Swedish Church is a corrupted organization, and they have totally left the original path, which was supposed to be a theological institution and not a political one. And my sixth remark is that we definitely have to raise awareness about the so-called Palestinian issue, as what Mr. Zahran is claiming. In Sweden, the Palestinian movement, which is publishing magazines with state-funded money, like Isolate Israel, this is from one network, and then you have from the one of the most prominent one, the PGS, the Palestine groups of Sweden. This is all propaganda. This is all hatred from, not from the Muslims. This is the interesting. For once, it's not hatred from the Muslims. This is hatred by the Swedish left.
Yes.
All right? So I don't want to delegitimize or condemn the Swedish Muslims. This is the Swedish left, the Swedish Social Democrats, the Swedish Left Party. They don't believe in the state of Israel's existence. So, and this is their legitimate way by taking tax money and publish this. And of course, since we have this propaganda, one of the biggest lies we are sharing in Sweden, unfortunately, is the support of the BDS movement. Why should we boycott factories in Judea and Samaria in the so-called West Bank? If we're gonna close down these factories, who's gonna be without work? It's gonna be the Arabs, not the Jews, not the Israelis. Yeah. We have to once again to condemn the BDS movement because it is extremely dangerous and destructive if we're gonna go on. My last point is to once again to revoke the status that UNRWA shares for the Palestinian refugee status, that they always, from generation to generation, are sharing the same refugee status, no matter if they're born here and so on.